If there are different things that are protruding from the walls, it's less than 10 tefachim above the ground. It's considered shayach to the people of the chotz, and they use it. They don't have to make an eirid together with bnei mepesed to use it because it's considered theirs. Kol shul b'toich hasar tefachim elyoinim asmuchim l'aliyah. If it's within 10 tefachim of the second story, anshei aliyah mishtamshim boi. The people from the second story use it. V'nishu b'en asar tachtoinim b'en tchilas asar elyoinim min azizim ayyitim shneim asurim boi. So let's say the second story is 30 tefachim above the ground. So the bottom 10 belong to the bottom people, the top 10 belong to the top people, and the ones in the middle belong to both of them, and therefore they can't use that area unless they make an erev chatzeres. The mice we learned before that the only problem is to use kelim that were in the houses on this common area. The kelim in the chotzer can be used in any part of the chatzeres, even though you do not make erev chatzeres, because the whole concept of erev chatzeres is for kelim that were in the house.